Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris has become one of our great, exciting new members of our Brain Trust. He's a writer, a speaker. He's an innovator. He's been a corporate employee like me once upon a time for a number of years. That means he was able to actually hold down a job, even though he and I both are probably unemployable now. And he's a rock star. That's a lot of people don't even know that about him. He's a rock star, man. The guy's a world class bassist with all kinds of credentials. He's our new friend, Chris Bishop. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Delighted to be here. Good morning, everybody.
Good to have you back. So, okay, you went to an event in Brooklyn recently, and you said the future showed up.
I did. So I wrote a piece. Again, Jim, just delighted to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me back. I went to an event called World's Fair Nano, which was held at the Brooklyn Expo Center in Greenpoint. And I wrote a piece about it on LinkedIn. I encourage listeners to check it out. I called it The Future Visited Brooklyn Last Weekend. And it was a two-day event with future-focused speakers and displays. They had boosted boards, like electric longboards you could ride. They had future food. They had speakers talking about everything from the future of work to the future of quantum computing. It was really, really fascinating.
So, well, I'm sorry I missed it. And what was the first thing? I know that one of the speakers was a speaker on millennials.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the same guy. I don't remember the guy's name, but he was a millennial expert. He was giving a speech one time. It's been about 4 years ago, and I loved what he said. He said, people want me to hook up their printers or fix their DVRs or video. He says, you don't understand. He said, you want my brother. He's the Gen Xer. They know how to do stuff like that. He said, they're tech savvy. He said, I'm a millennial. I'm not tech savvy. I'm tech dependent.
Tech dependent. I like that.
So, and that's an interesting distinction, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it ties back to a conversation you and I have had about, and that's just the general discussion space around digital natives and the digital immigrants, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there used to be much more conversation around what would be, at the risk of using a 50-cent word, bifurcation around the distinction between kids who grew up with the Internet and people who didn't, like you and me. But I think that line is blurring, I would say, because we're all kind of digital natives.
We're becoming
citizens.
That way.
Yeah, digital citizens now.
Well, right? you and I are digital citizens, but they're natives. We're immigrants.
Yeah, but I think that again the playing field is leveling, if you will, mm-hmm. right? I mean, other statistics out of the site are that the fastest growing demographic on Facebook is like 45 to 55.
I was in an airport a couple of months ago, and there were these two guys that looked like brothers traveling together, and
yeah.
one they were at least in their mid-70s. And one guy, I overheard one guy tell the other one, look at this cool new app I just found.
Really?
These are almost octogenarians, you know. So,
yeah.
So you're right. Your point is well right. taken.
I mean, it's permeating the culture, you know, and that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing because, it sort of level sets. Like, if that guy found a cool app, he's almost 80, he may share it with his kid or his grandkid
right.
or whatever, and the benefit of this new, exciting, hopefully innovative, interesting, time-saving application will be more broadly embraced and exploited. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah, yeah. So the millennials, what do you think is the biggest – thing that millennials are going to disrupt over the next 10 years as they become fully, that generation becomes fully entrenched as a functioning citizens and managers, owners, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think one of the most exciting things for me is that the research indicates millennials and, to an even greater extent, Gen Z, the generation behind them, right, coming up through high school and early college now, are passionate about what we view, when I was at IBM, what we'd call corporate social responsibility.
Right.
So a focus on the planet, on what a company does
to
benefit the community, values, absolutely, ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exciting. I think they'll drive that kind of the value of that kind of thinking into corporations, into businesses.
And you mentioned ethics, and ironically, they don't really have a lot of ethical education.
They don't.
They like ethical things, but they don't have a lot of education on it. But
yeah.
Before we go to the break, I've only got a few seconds. I think the thing that they're going to disrupt the most over the next 10 years, maybe 20
yeah.
years, is housing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.